I was really grateful that at the end of Mass last weekend, we got to hear just a little bit of Dustin's story, his testimony. Obviously, it was a very short version of that story, and it was in the context of talking about the appeal, which we're not talking about right now, but still, it is so powerful to hear one of our parishioners share personally what Jesus has done in his life. As we hear the gospel today, I wonder, could you do the same? Could you share with someone else, even just briefly, what God has done in your life? And if not, well, why not? Because it really doesn't have to be that complicated. You don't even really have to fully understand it. So this woman who had met Jesus at the well did not have everything figured out yet. She simply said to the people in her town, she said this, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" So she wasn't even 100% sure what to think of Jesus, but she was sure of her experience. And that's what she shared. And that testimony is a part of what brought so many other people to believe in Jesus as well. So there's something very powerful about simply speaking of our experience of Jesus, sharing our story with others. And I say this also because, you know, hearing someone else's story has actually been a really important part of my story. So when I was in my senior year of college, I was going through one of the most difficult times of my life, and I had made some very big mistakes that deeply hurt several people who were close to me and also hurt myself. And when all of that happened, I started to kind of lose hope. I really didn't think that God could or would ever forgive me for what I had done. And during that time, one of my friends decided to share some of his story with me, with a few other people. His story of how he had found Jesus in a very dark time of his life, especially in Eucharistic adoration and confession, and how much Jesus had been merciful to him. And when I heard this guy's testimony, I just remembered that it struck me in that moment. You know, if God had had mercy on him and forgiven him, then maybe God would want to forgive me too. Now, it was still a long process after that of letting Jesus into the broken parts of my life, going to confession, receiving his forgiveness, trusting him to show me the way forward. And that process is still ongoing today. But I can say confidently that Jesus really has come to me in a powerful way and has changed my life for the better. And I can give my own testimony today because someone else was courageous enough to give his. And so there's something so powerful about simply speaking of our experience of Jesus, sharing our testimony, even if we don't necessarily know what impact that's going to have. This may seem like a bit of a tangent, but it'll come back very shortly. So in the book of Revelation, at one point John tells us about a great war that broke out in heaven between Saint Michael and the good angels on one side and Satan and his angels on the other side. And Satan obviously was defeated. So when Satan was defeated and cast out of heaven, it says this, it says, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his anointed. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out." But we, you know, we hear of this great victory and we might ask, but how did they defeat him? What were the weapons they used to conquer the devil? Well, it says, "They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That's how powerful the word of our testimony can be. United to the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Christ, our testimony about Jesus is powerful enough to cast out Satan and to allow the kingdom of God to be established. And it can really be as simple as, come see a man who, fill in the blank, could he possibly be the Christ? Now, sharing our testimony might look different for different people, and it certainly does not always need to be in front of a huge crowd. In fact, it's sometimes most powerful when we tell our story in a more personal way. But regardless of the circumstances, we can trust that if we're open to it, God will help us to recognize when and where he's calling us to give that testimony. And in fact, we can even pray for that. We can pray, Lord, please give me both the courage I need and the opportunity to share my testimony with whoever needs to hear it today. And again, sharing our story, our testimony, does not mean that we have Jesus completely figured out. In fact, no matter how many times we have encountered him, Jesus wants to keep coming to us at the well, to keep coming to us in the places of our brokenness, of our need, and to keep drawing us back to him, to drawing us closer to him. So let's pray also for the openness to see him coming to us today and to see what he wants to do in our lives, even now. And when we do see him, and when we see the good that he has done for us, let's not be afraid to speak it, to share it with others, because we really have no idea how powerfully those words might speak to someone who needs to hear them.